Free Tao Passage from the Book of Fundamentals. Should one's service to the objectives or interests of the honor norm lead to one's death? This has perhaps no immediate impact on the attainment of a neutral inclusive society, of the ideal of radical truth, or of a universal respect for persons. Yet, it's a way of dying which stands out among all other ways of dying because of its meaning. Being determined by the norm itself, the meaning of such a death is the same as that of life. The path of an effective conduct which leads to death while pursuing neutral inclusive ends or while serving the interests of the norm does not lead to meaninglessness. On the contrary, it preserves the very meaningfulness of the mortal life in death. It is in this manner that to partake of Tao, the way, the ultimate principle, and so to be authentic, that is eternal, immortal, is to grasp the imperishable in the perishable, or the suprapersonal in the personal. This conclusion was already drawn more than 2,000 years earlier. The person who attains the ultimate attains the everlasting. Though a body may decay, he never perishes. The Tao of Nanonary from the Book of Fundamentals. When people know how to show honor as honor, they know how to show dishonor as dishonor. When they are thus subject to being honored, they are thus subject to being dishonored. When they further distinguish high and big and in, they further distinguish low and small and out. When they speak of young and rich and mine, they speak of old and poor and thine. And when there finally arises the recognition of what is really wrong, there arises the recognition of what is really right. Therefore, the person who promotes the cause of neutral inclusivity under the denomination of the honor norm accomplishes a task without claiming exclusive credit for it, and without receiving such credit for it. It's precisely because he doesn't claim exclusive credit for it, and because he doesn't receive such credit for it, that her accomplishment can wholly remain with him.